dictation for Mark McCormick, McCormick, July 3161. Address as a letter to Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw, VA, consultation for Mr. McCormick with chronic kidney disease, progressive over time, comes accompanied with brother Rod, R-O-D, which is the guardian. Patient has schizophrenia, was on a foster care in the southwest of Michigan. He is now moved close to family members in Ithaca, I-T-H-A-C-A. He's been at least three times admitted to the hospital within the last 1.5 years at Branson, B-R-O-N-S-O-N, Battle Creek. Present weight, appetite is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. He has chronic incontinence of urine, but apparently no infection, cloudiness, or blood. He still has his prostate, his hard of hearing. He wears Depends. There has been limited mobility. He wears a brace on the left knee. Has not required any oxygen, CPAP machine. Denies chest pain palpitation, cough, sputum production, no gross orthopnea, PND. No skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose gums. Denies headaches or changes on eyesight. Next paragraph, past medical history. Prior diabetes and medications, presently only diet. An episode of bradycardia, cardiac arrest from beta blockers. Was admitted to the hospital, briefly a pacemaker. This is from 2024. Patient and family member is not aware of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS stroke. He has schizophrenia and questioned prior seizures, but not activity. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, denies chronic liver disease, denies recent pneumonia or hemoptysis. He denies urinary tract infection. There has been documented protein in the urine. No renal biopsy, no kidney stones. Next paragraph, surgeries including tonsils, adenoids, recent thyroid biopsy that shows Hashimoto thyroiditis, prior colonoscopies. This was done just a few days ago at VA Saginaw. Some polyps and a mass find it. I do not have results of biopsy. Prior left-sided lens implant for cataracts, prior trauma, middle finger on the left-sided. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, he used to smoke at least a pack per day, but discontinued a number of years ago, for at least 30 years or longer in order to be on the new facility. He stopped smoking, but he's doing now vaping. Denies marijuana. Record shows prior alcohol abuse, but not in the recent past. No family history of kidney disease. I review medications. Aspirin, vitamin D, valproic acid, iron stool softeners, magnesium, Cyprexa, Zoloft, Trazodone, oxybutynin, Lipitor, vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 169, blood pressure 140/68 on the right, 146/68 on the left. He is cooperative, very pleasant, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, prior surgery left eye, no gross mucosal abnormalities, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, some degree of mumbling on his speech, no palpable thyroid, lymph nodes, carotid bruise, JVD, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, wheezing, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, no palpable liver spleen, no ascites, masses or tenderness, no gross peripheral edema. He's able to get in and out of the stretcher without assistance, non-focal deficit, no tremors, no rigidity. Next paragraph, last chemistries available are from May 2025. Creatinine 2.4. Normal sodium, potassium acid base, normal calcium, glucose, albumin, normal liver function test. GFR 30, that will be a stage 3 to 4. High triglycerides 365, cholesterol less than 200, low HDL 32. PSA not elevated. TSH normal. 3T4 not done. Normal B12, ferritin low normal 72, A1C 6.2, anemia 12, a normal white blood cell platelet, 100 of protein in the urine, no blood, albumin creatinine ratio elevated, 1,469, vitamin D above 30, phosphorus at 3. There is a kidney ultrasound. This is from September 2024. 9.8 on the right, 10.7 on the left. No obstruction, no stone masses. No mention of bladder. Next paragraph. I review admissions to Bronson, B-R-O-N-S-O-N. I want to mention December 2023. Treated for sepsis, septic shock, metabolic encephalopathy. There was hypothermia, low sodium, low magnesium, bradycardia, EGD with esophagitis, erosions, gastritis. Pseudomonas was isolated on blood. MRI of the brain reported as negative. Lumbar puncture, no meningitis. Reported right upper lobe cavitary lesion. and bronchiectasis. Next paragraph. Another admission that will be February 2024. Low glucose, low temperature, right-sided pneumonia, no organisms isolated, empirically antibiotics. Next paragraph, another admission, March 2024. Cardiac arrest, bradycardia systole. Pacemaker was placed. Cardiogenic shock resolved. Pulmonary edema resolved. Acute and chronic renal failure back to baseline. Aspiration pneumonia treated with antibiotics. Lactic acidosis from above. Reactive low platelets. Off beta blockers, was on metformin at that point in time. Next paragraph, there is an evaluation by nephrology March 2025. TKD etiology unknown. At that time was on lisinopril, metformin. Prior negative monoclonal protein, both kappa and lambda elevated as part of renal failure. Next paragraph.